Look who it is. It's Rick Hummel. He joins us right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Good morning, Commissioner.
Hi, boys.
What do you think here? Five in a row, and last night a couple of the guys who had been struggling played key roles, Matt Carpenter in particular, with the big night. The Cardinals beating Chicago in Wrigley, which was something that cost them dearly in 2017.
Yeah, they were, one and eight last year, and if they'd thrown all those games out, the Cubs and Cardinals had the same record for the season, 78 and 65. Now, you don't throw them out. But that clearly cost them a chance to win the division last year, how poorly they played. Now, last night, they probably should have had more runs than five since they had 10 walks given to them, but they got enough.
Boy, they sure strike out a lot, don't they? 14 times last night. Is that a problem now, or is that just the way baseball's going? You just swing for the fence, and if you strike out, oh well.
I'd say both. It is a problem. That is the way baseball's gone, but you can't have more than half your outs be strikeouts and be considered a good offense. You're going to have to put the ball in play more. Like DeJong is striking out virtually every time now, and that's not going to continue. But it can't continue. He's 10 strikeouts in his last 15 at bats. And he was well on his way to another strikeout last night, and Pedro Strop threw just a horrendous pitch to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a home run off it, but then he struck out again the next time. So he didn't really solve anything last night. They're going to have to put the ball in play more because they've got, you know, the ability to run a little bit. Pham can run, and when Wong is playing, he can run. But the strikeouts are killers.
Commissioner, I was going to ask you about Colton Wong. Doesn't start last night. Pinch hits. Gets a walk. He's hitting 150, slugging 150. So all singles. And you're thinking if he's struggling – and you have other guys that are also left-handed hitters and a Greg Garcia and a Matt Carpenter who can play second base, it may be tough for him to get playing time. I mean, how do you do that? Because he's not exactly a proven player. We know he has the talent, but the last three, 4 years, he always seems to either struggle and get sent down to the minors or he's injured. He hasn't really had that full season.
Yeah, this is a tough spot for him and Mike Matheny both because I don't think Wong can get out of this unless he plays every day for a while. However, you mentioned Garcia, mentioned Carpenter. Now you have Jed Jerko back. Well, this guy's got 50 home runs the last 2 years. They aren't that good to have a 50 home run guy sitting on the bench all the time. You know, he doesn't have to play. Right. I'm sure he'd play today against Lester. But that's going to be a hard call because Jerko is going to have to get time. And Wong has to get time to play every day to be better. I don't know how that works out, but there's enough players to do this. You just have to put them in the right positions.
What did you think of the way Adam Wainwright pitched last night?
I thought he was fine. And the time before, he was very good against, who was that last week? Milwaukee, I guess. So I'm okay with that. He walked four, which is unusual for him, but I'm sure the ball was hard to get a grip on. He struck out 5-3 in the first inning. He got Schwarber with a big strikeout when the game was on the line. I'm quite okay with that. Everybody who puts him on notice, is this the start that he has to do well to stay in the rotation? He's going to be in the rotation for a long time here. He'd have to have three or four poor starts before I even consider taking him out.
And, Commiss, you have another kind of potentially awkward situation with Greg Holland, and we know he didn't really have a spring training, and he signs on opening day, gets here late, and, you know, Bud Norris is doing really well, so you're happy about that. At least, but Greg Holland, you wonder as a closer, as a reliever, if you're not having success and it starts to kind of creep into his confidence there, things obviously aren't going well early for him.
Well, this is the third time on four he's walked a leadoff guy. Then he walked another guy last night. What did he walk, seven in about two and a half innings, two and a third innings, something like that? That's not good. And clearly the mistake was made in bringing him back from Jupiter too soon. He fits two innings down there after doing whatever he was doing at home while he was working out waiting to sign. So they can't correct that mistake, I guess, other than to make sure the next time they put him in the ninth inning, which is going to be a while. There's no reason to do it with Bud Norris pitching that way. Plus, you have Gregerson now, too, who was going to be the ninth inning guy when they signed him. So Holland's behind two guys in my mind, and maybe three, and Hicks. Hicks is going to get a ninth inning sometime here, too. So you just put Holland in the – he's in the chorus line now with the rest of those relievers. He's going to have to show that he deserves that ninth inning. I know he's making $14 million, but he's not pitching like that, and you can't use him right now in key situations.
A lot of people scoffed when they signed Bud Norris, but you have to wonder where they'd be without him now. He's got four saves out of their 10 wins. He looks really good, doesn't he?
He's not afraid to throw strikes either. He allowed a home run the other day. Well, so what? You know, they were ahead 3-1, and that made it 3-2. He didn't walk anybody ahead of that like we had last night with Holland. I'm okay with Bud Norris close. He's got good stuff, and he had 19 saves last year. It isn't like this is new to him. It was new to him last year. Now it no longer is.
And Hicks came in, and I think a couple of his pitches were around 102 miles an hour. You wonder how anybody hits it. And will this trend continue? You think 10 years from now, guys are throwing 108, 110 miles an hour? Where does it end?
Well, they'll probably be throwing 140 miles an hour. I was most impressed by the two sliders he threw to Chris Bryant. It kind of buckled him on one of them there, as if Bryant was looking for something else and didn't really know he had that sharp slider. I want to see him be in there with the game on the line sometime. There's no reason to rush that the way Bud Norris is pitching. But it will happen ultimately, and I suspect that's what they want to have happen next year, is Hicks be their closer. Their bullpen is really deep, even with Holland struggling, because you get Bowman's been all right, and you set out Myers, who was very good, and Brebbia has pitched, what, once or twice and hasn't been scored on. So they've got some terrific depth. Tui Valala is coming back off an injury here pretty soon. You still haven't seen much of Cecil, and Cecil will help this year. I know people don't believe that, but he will.
Commish, we're about a tenth of the way through the season. We look at the central standings, and you have the Pirates surprising everybody in first place, and Cardinals, Brewers, Cubs. The Reds just look like an awful baseball team. But, you know, 16, 17 games in, have you changed your mind about any of these teams in the Central?
I guess the Pirates are a little bit better than I thought. They're not going to stay up there because they don't have enough of everything. Their pitching's pretty good. Their hitting's pretty good. Their depth is not strong. They're starting to lose now. They've lost two or three in a row now. So I don't know. That'd be the only surprise, I guess. Cincinnati is maybe worse than I thought, but they have so many injuries to their pitching staff. And plus, Schebler and Suarez, two of their key hitters, have been out. So they don't have a chance. They're going to lose 100 games easy this year. So nothing to surprise me too much. Bud Norris has surprised me more than anything, I guess, as far as what I didn't expect to see this year. We didn't see him pitch at all last year, but he did have 19 saves, and I can see why.
Rick Hummel with us here every Wednesday on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Cardinals and Cubs, maybe today. Wouldn't necessarily bet on that game getting played. So perhaps they will have to play on the off day tomorrow. We shall see. Rick Hummel giving us his perspective. A Hall of Famer with us on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Thank you, Commish.
Thank you, sirs.